The Federal Labor member for the seat of Perth, Tim Hammond, recently announced his resignation from Parliament. In a radio interview with 6PR, Mr Hammond said he can't be both a federal politician and a good father to his three children.
I just cannot find myself reconciling the role of a federal parliamentarian from here in Perth with being the dad that fundamentally I just need to be to three very little children.
Tammy Tansley is the owner and principal of Tammy Tansley Leadership and Workplace Culture. She believes society's expectations of family and how family fits into life has changed, particularly for men.
I think it's very difficult for men. Society's expectations have really changed. Tim has really done us all a great favour in bringing this out into the open and enabling us to have the conversation about it. So I think Tim is probably experiencing what women have experienced for a very long time, and that is trying to run high-pressure jobs at the same time as having a family and doing them both successfully is really difficult.
Lever in the road, chips the ball short, and the mark's taken by Riley Knight.
Basil Zemplis is a familiar voice on both radio and television.
So I have to work harder at it, and I do put in the work.
Amy Zemplis recognises there are challenges that come with her husband's demanding workload, and that quality over quantity is what's important.
It's not a conventional family life, but we're very lucky that when he's here during the week, he often has an hour or two spare between radio and TV commitments. And so we might go to a playground together with the kids, or we might go and have coffee together. You just make the most of the time that you have together. I guess in some families it would compromise family life, but we're very lucky that whenever Baz does have spare time, he does choose to spend it with us.
Conrad Liveris is a corporate advisor on workplaces and risk. He believes women are still carrying the load as primary carer, and there are structural weaknesses in workplaces that stop men from being able to share that role.
Parents are sharing things a lot better. They're not sharing it well, and it's nothing remarkable. It's not like we've got a 50-50 gender split in stay-at-home parents or anything like that. It's getting better, except for this is slow progress. Women are still doing the vast majority of this.
I make sure that Baz doesn't have to worry about any of the little things. I make sure that I look after the running of the house and the children so that all he has to worry about is focusing on his work.
Chasing a career can mean missing out on a decent family life. All historical evidence tells us that. That is the trade-off that is made.
We know that there is an $11 billion problem in terms of workplace mental health issues, and we know that working long hours is a significant contributor to depression. One of the ways to get around that is to say there has to be flexible working. We can't continue the way that we're going.
Workplaces have been slowly adjusting to flexible working. You know, Western Australia is comparatively the worst on that, but there is greater part-time work. Workplaces tend to be quite willing to engage in this sort of stuff if the case can be made to them.
Paul Masters and his wife Rachel made an arrangement with their workplaces before leaving their high-profile, high-income corporate positions to chase the great Australian family dream.
In 2016, we were on an extended camping trip and sort of looked at each other and said, wouldn't this be great if we just didn't go back? This is singly the worst financial decision we'll ever make in our life. We're well aware of that. I say that sort of partly tongue-in-cheek. If we look at what we consider a lost opportunity cost, I won't sort of put a number on it, but you know, we were making very good money, and to just walk away from that is a huge financial implications in the long term. It doesn't cost a lot of money to actually live once you're on the road. It's achievable, I think, for the average working class family, if it's something that they really want to do and really put their mind to it. You just have to bite the bullet and go for it.
We need to think about this concept of what's called shadow of a leader. So what is it that the leaders are doing in these organisations to say, it's not just that we've got the policies and procedures that that will make it easier for you to work flexibly, but look at me, I'm modelling it. Once we do that as a society, then people who have both parents working or indeed just one will be able to say, look, it's safe to be able to access the policies and procedures that increasingly are available.
What is having it all, in my opinion, is having a positive family and personal life and also being content with working. Most people hate their jobs. It's okay to say that. If you're relatively content there and you're pretty happy at home, like that probably is having it all.
You can have it all, but not at the same time. I think there's certainly something sensible about that as an approach. That's not to say that people can't do it, but I think then other structures need to be in place to be able to support that.